Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah, the reason Rick Perry likes Newt is because I've heard that rumor. Newt wants Perry for his number two as VP. Any truth to that?
Yeah, well, let me see. Texas governor versus VP. the balance on that one isn't even close. So I would suggest to you, that's deep in the rumor category, and I got a better gig where I am. Thank you.
Here's another hour of the countdown. That was Rick Perry saying the rumors aren't true, that he has no interest in giving up his job as governor of Texas to be Newt Gingrich's vice president. Presidential race, GOP primary, discussion about the candidates. That's number one this week on our countdown again. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. We have all the items this week, thanks to the work of Talkers Magazine. The week ending Friday, March 23rd, is what we have in our sights. And here's a rundown of the top 10 hits. The New Orleans Saints bounty program is at 10. Tim Tebow's trade, number 9. Facebook passwords are number 8. Number 7, what's going on in Iran? Number 6, the new GOP budget plan. Number 5, the France school shootings. Number 4, the Stand Your Ground shooting in Florida. Rising gas prices, number 3. Afghanistan, number 2. And again this week, the primary, number 1. From Fox, let's take it from the top, starting with number one. John Scott here with Tom Bevan from RealClearPolitics.com. They talk about the latest polls in the GOP race.
The Real Clear Politics polling average shows Romney leads the pack, 36.1%. Rick Santorum about 7 points behind him at 28.7%. Newt Gingrich trails in third, 15.4%, and Ron Paul with 11%. Tom Bevan is co-founder and executive editor of RealClearPolitics.com. Tom, those national numbers show a healthy lead for Mitt Romney, but right now the next big contest is Louisiana, and that's a different story for him.
That's right. There's a new poll out this morning from Rasmussen showing Santorum with a 12-point lead, and that comes on the heels of a poll that was taken, I think, on Monday, showing Santorum with a double-digit lead. So Santorum's in good shape in Louisiana, and as Carl just mentioned, Romney's really not spending a lot of resources there. Not really contesting that. He's focused more on the next set of primaries, which are coming up on April 3rd, which includes the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Wisconsin, where at least in the first two contests, he thinks he's positioned to do very well.
Well, we just had up your Real Clear Politics average from Louisiana, where, as you said, Santorum is in first place. And, you know, coming on the heels of this Etch-a-Sketch thing, another headline that says Santorum wins, you know, a southern state. That's not going to be good for the Romney campaign.
No, exactly. I mean, that's the main thing about this Etch-a-Sketch gaffe yesterday is that it totally obliterated the news of, you know, Romney's big win, double-digit, solid victory here in Illinois. The Jeb Bush endorsement was all overwhelmed by talk of this Etch-a-Sketch. Romney had to come out last night and address it. It'll continue today and fold right into this the Louisiana primary on Saturday, and that will in itself generate another round of headlines that won't be favorable for Romney. So it's just a back and forth battle.
As Carl pointed out, a lot of that is the political work of Democratic operatives sending those storylines out to the media, and the media biting, right?
Well, the Democrats certainly joined in, but the Republicans, I mean, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, it took them about an hour before they had Etch-a-Sketches in their hand on the stump in their respective places. So, the Democrats were happy to join in, but this one was primarily driven by his Republican rivals. And again, it's one of those things, you couldn't possibly stumble into a worse metaphor if you were the Romney campaign than what Eric Fernstrom did yesterday. And, he was on TV, live TV, answered questions just like we're doing now. You got to give him somewhat of a pass. He probably didn't even understand how bad it was going to be for the Romney campaign, but it's been a rough 24 hours for him at least.
Beyond Louisiana and Wisconsin, you've got Pennsylvania and Rick Santorum, home state. He's got a healthy lead there, according to your Real Clear Politics polls.
That's right. I mean, Santorum's home state, he's got to perform well there. Not a lot of polling in that state thus far. We should see some more, and perhaps the Romney folks are hoping that race tightens up, and there's also some issues with the delegate selection. Santorum's had some issues with the organization, not being able to field a full slate of delegates. He's got that problem in Pennsylvania. So even if he wins there, he may come out with momentum, but he may not come out with delegates. And that's really what this game is about now, is whether Santorum, not even whether Rick Santorum can get to 1144. There's still a very small possibility that he can do that. But it's more about whether Santorum can prevent Romney from getting to 1144 and throw the convention, make it a contested or brokered convention.
Up next, Mitt Romney tries to explain the differences between what he did in the Bay State and what the president is doing now in the country with health care. That's up next here on our countdown.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman.
driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas Race Team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $1.49 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts this Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
The hot hits in talk radio. Now we are, I guess we're down or up, I don't know. So number one on the countdown, we have the folks running for the presidency, and here's host Vicky McKenna with Mitt Romney. They talk about the differences between his health care plan that is in place now in Massachusetts and what the president wants to do with national health care.
What do you tell conservatives to say, listen, Governor Romney, I think you're a nice guy, but our concerns about your position with regard to Massachusetts care and the fact that the Obama administration is saying, hey, look, Mitt Romney is the reason we did Obamacare. And I know that's not true. That's not fair. But conservatives want to know, would you commit yourself 100% to repeal of Obamacare if you were president?
Well, the answer is absolutely yes. I think also what Marco Rubio said the other day, we were chatting about it, and he said, Mitt, even if Obamacare were a good piece of legislation, and it's not, he said, we can't afford trillions of dollars of more government spending. I mean, I'm much more inclined and supportive of the Paul Ryan approach, which is cut government spending, balance our budget, get us on track to have fiscal sanity again. So absolutely, I will repeal Obamacare, and actually, I'll put a stop to it on day one by granting every state a waiver from Obamacare, but then we got to get it repealed.
All right, so first things first, everybody gets a waiver, and then it's time for repeal. Full on, 62% of people now say, please repeal this piece of legislation. I was chatting with one of your taxpayers in Massachusetts, a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Brian Darling at the Heritage Foundation. He says, look, he's actually got a pretty good story to tell about Massachusetts. Your vetoes were not sustained on a piece of legislation that might have become a pretty good piece of legislation. And it's worth pointing out that you can do that at the state level. You know, you can manipulate things at the state level, but once you're stuck with a federal law, you can't undo it. It's hard to undo it.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I had the blessing of having a line item veto. I vetoed well over 800 measures when I was governor. Obviously, I had a very Democrat legislature, and so I had to veto a lot of stuff to keep spending from going awry. We did, however, Republicans and Democrats agreed to balance the budget every year. We cut taxes 19 times. We enforced immigration laws in our state through our state police. We pushed in place or put in place an English immersion program for our schools. So, you know, we were able to do good conservative things, which are part of the reason why I've got good support from conservatives across the country.
You know, I think that the media wants to write your story for you. I think it's very interesting that on immigration in particular, Jan Brewer, what's the difference? I mean, you guys are both pretty hardcore on the issue of illegal immigration in your states. And that's not something a lot of governors consider to be a comfortable position. It's actually a politically perilous position, even for Republicans to be that way.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that the media tries to do is to say that if you're opposed to illegal immigration, that somehow you're not pro-immigrant, and that nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I am very much in favor of legal immigration. I'd like to see a much better legal immigration system that makes sure we bring people who speak English, who have high school and college degrees. We welcome people that can strengthen our economy. But illegal immigration is a burden, and simply we have to end illegal immigration in order to protect legal immigration.
From MSNBC, Alex Wagner talks to political analysts Steve Kornacki, Michael Steele, and Abby Huntsman about the way it seems that Mitt Romney's campaign is working with Ron Paul, while Gingrich seems to be working with the Santorum campaign.
There have been some reports that in some of these caucus states, the Romney folks and the Paul folks have been joining together to screw up the delegate math for Rick Santorum.
Right. Well, and there's some thought, I mean, if you carry it out all the way, there's some thought that the Paul people see more of an opportunity long-term in helping out Mitt Romney versus helping out Newt Gingrich versus helping out Rick Santorum. The thought being, Romney falls short at 1144. We go into the summer months. He needs somebody to put him over the top. Maybe it could be Ron Paul. Maybe at that point it's either, you know, major platform concessions that Ron Paul, you know, some
or kind of Jesse thing, Jesse
or
Benton says
maybe I'll succeed on that.
Yes, ahead of all things gold. Jesse Benton, Paul's campaign chair, says we're looking potentially for Ron to be the vice presidential nominee.
Or Rand. They won't maybe say that, but that's the other name.
And so that would bring in independence,
possible?
I guess.
Oh, it's possible.
That's new customers. New customers.
It is possible.
Just you have your bowl of popcorn.
Have your bowl of popcorn and enjoy this. I mean, everybody's trying to think this out too much. This thing is going to get played out. Look, is there a bromance between those two campaigns? Absolutely. I mean, it's like the biggest secret in Washington, right?
Right.
So everyone gets it. That was 60 days between the end of June and the beginning of the Tampa festivities. We'll see a lot of moving parts come into focus, and I think you're exactly dead on there, Steve, in terms of all the little shenanigans and conversations that people are having, who they're trying to prop up and put in
place. But I'm not convinced there's not a bromance between Gingrich and Santorum either, though.
I mean, I would agree with that.
There's so many bromances in the Republican Party.
It's a bro moment.
But if we're talking about bowls of popcorn, let's talk about Newt Gingrich, which is to say, you know, what does he get out of this? I mean, Hugo, at a certain point, but he's helping Romney, really, and he's saying he's staying in there so that Romney doesn't win because he doesn't feel he's electable. But at the end of the day, he's hurting that.
I don't think Newt is staying in there for any reasons other than Newt. I mean, there's just no other calculus to it. So I think he's staying in there because what else is he going to do right now?
And
he likes it. I mean, he gets to do photo ops, events, travel around, spend money.
Up next, Afghanistan and the rising cost of gasoline. That's here as we overview what you've been talking about and listening to this week on News Talk Radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are into Afghanistan now, number two on the countdown. Here are our hosts, Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, talking about post-traumatic stress disorder and the role that may have played in the shootings in Afghanistan.
A lot of people are rushing to say, oh, this has to be a symptom of PTSD. There has to be some kind of post-traumatic stress disorder that made this guy go into some kind of altered state and just kill innocent men, women, and children. Well, that's not necessarily... I don't know if I jump off that platform that quickly. We do know that he has suffered before. He has suffered a brain injury.
Yep.
He has suffered serving four tours of duty.
Yes.
But now people are saying, whoa. I have PTSD, or I've seen people suffer from PTSD. It doesn't make you a killer.
Yeah, PTSD plus having a brain injury does not mean that you are going to go and kill 16 people. I think what happens is, if you have PTSD, if you have a brain injury like this guy did, I think you're more inclined to be aggressive.
Yeah.
I think you're more inclined to struggle. I don't think that every time someone gets a brain injury or has PTSD, that they're automatically going to go and slaughter a bunch of people. Because how many folks have come home from the military with both of those?
Well, a recent
they didn't
Army,
go and kill 16 people.
A recent Army health report says there is an alarming profile of a fighting force more prone to inexcusable violence amid an epidemic of post-traumatic stress disorder. That doesn't mean that they're going to automatically just mow down people or go on some kind of rampage.
Yes,
but
that's right.
Based on an exhaustive search, reservists, soldiers, and veterans of the soldiers, reservists, and veterans, the report says the troops are more likely to commit suicide and violent sex offenses, and notes that as many as 236,000 suffered from PTSD since the beginning of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Rising prices for gasoline, that's number three this week in the countdown. Here's host Brian Thomas talking about whether anybody is cutting back yet due to the pain we're all feeling at the pump.
Gas is finally on average of $4 a gallon. Are you cutting back yet? I think we've engaged in some trip consolidation at Thomas household. I sometimes think, well, I could run out to the store and grab that. And I just think, nah, it's not that important, whatever it is that I need. I'm going to wait till I have some other errands to do before I go out and make that run. Of course, think about riding a motorcycle more than driving a car sometimes when the gas prices get to $4 plus a gallon. And oil prices, sadly, and brace yourself for this, I just want to give you a heads up, because they may be going as high as $200 a barrel in the next 12 months. Yeah, that's according to oil traders and analysts. Biggest issue, they say, is the global crude supply, which remains uncommonly tight, scenario that's unlikely to be alleviated anytime soon. Despite the fact Libya's oil has largely returned online after the political disruptions last year, Saudi Arabia is generating its highest output in three decades. But that available crude just barely meeting demand. Summer driving season here in the United States, of course, starts in April and could put further pressure on the prices. Now, oddly enough, the cash or physical price of crude, which refers to what's paid for the commodity when it's shipped from a producer to a buyer, has exceeded the price of futures since mid-February. That's referred to in the oil trading business as backwardation. They have their own name for that. The effect here is already being felt, and I mentioned $4 a gallon gasoline. That's you're there. And that created huge concerns last year, which is really the big question. Are you already there? Are you going to cut back? Are you going to not go on vacation? Talked to somebody yesterday. Said, well, you know, we're just going to stay at home this year. Staycation.
So what pain are you feeling about any of these items? 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's a scary number to keep in mind if you're just getting your tax receipts together. $1 billion. No, it's not the amount that Warren Buffett's secretary, let alone Buffett personally, paid the IRS in her lifetime. It's about how much taxpayers wind up forfeiting each year to the government because of mistakes like failing to claim tax credits and deductions, choosing the wrong filing status, and not filing at all. Well, guess what? Recent changes in the tax law won't make things any easier this year. Gone is the credit for hybrid cars. The Energy Savings Home Improvement Credit has been reduced. And, oh, if you sold any stocks and securities in 2011 held in taxable accounts, as opposed to, say, 401ks, look for a mandatory statement from your broker reporting your cost basis. With the April 17th filing deadline near, those worried about becoming a member of the $1 billion club should consult a professional like those at H&R Block, which offers in-person services at its retail offices nationwide, as well as face-to-face online preparation through Block Live.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What up here? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $1.49 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts this Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We are continuing now in the Talk Radio Countdown mode. Doug Stephan here with the second half hour of this hour's review of the top 10 from this past week. 800-510-8255 connects you to us here. The website, DougStephan.com, has a large box in it devoted to the Countdown show with more information. A couple of apps are involved in this as well. Number four on the Countdown this week is the situation in Florida with that Stand Your Ground shooting. Here is Shepard Smith talking to Florida Rep. Dennis Baxley, who is the main sponsor of the Stand Your Ground law, about why the law doesn't apply in the case of the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
I think I understand your position here, and it is, in essence, that the law you sponsor doesn't apply in this case, from your understanding. Explain to me why that is.
Yes, sir. This was an involved process developing this statute. It is a product of the legislature and was amended, and many of these issues were debated. And in fact, if you read this statute carefully, there is nothing in this statute that authorizes pursuit and confrontation. And for that reason, I think it simply does not apply. This is a self-defense statute where you defend yourself from violent attack. And you can't just look at the few seconds between these two men on a sidewalk. You look at the total context when you do an investigation of this nature. So just let me say I'm very pleased to see this grand jury approach, and I think it will illuminate and bring out all the issues. I think there's a lot going on in Sanford besides just these two men on the hot.
Well,
on the
I think it's interesting that you say that, and as a representative there, I've read about this rather extensively and have watched the coverage of it there in Central Florida and elsewhere. It's your suggestion, and I think the facts would bear out, that Sanford has problems of its share of controversy along racial lines. Let's be frank about this. In Central Florida, the public is as a walking wild black shooting, and that's how it's being positioned there, right?
Well, and that's definitely why it's going national and international, because it really is a picture, an icon of attention that's across the nation. And so, I don't want to happen. I want us to first of all let this family grieve. You know, I'm a funeral director for over 40 years. I've stood by families who've gone through tragedy of these kinds and as victims of crime. And it's a very painful process, and I don't know of anything more painful than the death of a child. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
so first of all, let's let them grieve. And then the second of all, let's get wrapped around this idea of this grand jury.
Well, you know, and Congressman, forgive me for interrupting. I would never do it except that our time is so limited. But part of this is that happens in a context of a 911 call. Let's listen to a brief portion of that here.
We've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Of course, he followed him anyway, and then he shot and killed him. I understand the grand jury process needs to go forward, but this man who did what police told him not to do, who thought that this child, for reasons which escape all of us, was up to no good, this little boy with his Skittles and his iced tea, Skittles for his sibling and iced tea for himself, whose only crime at the time was to be walking down the street, and this man comes out of his house because there have been burglaries in his neighborhood, and it has been said by his neighbors that most of the suspects in those 8 burglaries were young African-American men, and for this reason he takes him down and he shoots him and kills him. Was there a confrontation? We don't know. But should that man have a gun right now? Should that man be walking the streets of Central Florida after he has shot and killed a 17-year-old boy for walking while black and carrying Skittles to hear it from the locals in Central Florida?
Well, I certainly want to respect that we're innocent until proven guilty.
Well, so do I. But in a lot of places, sir, when a police officer shoots and kills someone, there is administrative review. His weapon is taken away or her weapon, and he or she is put to desk duty just until we're sure. Is it not prudent in the interest of public safety to get a man who has shot and killed a teenager for reasons which escape everyone off the street with his weapon, at least until we know how he's doing mentally? Who knows?
I think you're making some very good points.
So you think he should at least have his permit removed for now?
It sure looks like that would be the proper direction to me.
All right. So the Stanford police chief has agreed to temporarily step down. I don't know whether, what does that mean, agree? You say, hey, buddy, if you're his boss, you're the city commission, you say, get out of the way or go away. Billy Lee is his name. If you listen to some of the sound that came from his announcement or pronouncement yesterday, you understand why people are upset, or you wonder about this guy's IQ, frankly. He said, what did he say? Nothing. The city manager there says an official decision won't be made on his fate, the police chief's fate, until a thorough investigation is completed. The FBI has been called in. Is that because the kid is black and the president is black? Some people are suggesting that. Anyway, lots of discussion, and it's a hotbed on Facebook for conversation. 800-510-8255. Okay, so number one is the GOP primary list of advocates and those who are running. Number two, the tensions in Afghanistan. Number three, prices of gasoline. Number four, the Stand Your Ground shooting. Number five, the 32-hour standoff between police and the Islamic extremist came to a violent end. A French SWAT team entered the apartment of this fellow as a shootout. The suspect jumped out of a window. The fellow, his name is Mohammed Marah, professed links to Al-Qaeda. He was one in the death of three French soldiers. I don't know if you knew that or not. And a rabbi and that sort of thing. He said he was doing this to avenge the deaths of Palestinian children and to protest the French army involvement in Afghanistan. He was on the USA's no-fly list as a suspected terrorist. Here's talk host John Phillips with correspondent Greg Pellick about the more details about this guy's life.
Police had surrounded a building in Toulouse, France, looking for a suspect, a gunman, who claimed responsibility for killing 4 men and 3 children. Well, there is a resolution to that story.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a war zone here in Toulouse, France as well. At least this morning it seemed that way.
That's right, yeah.
I'm standing about 30 yards away from the apartment building where the shootout took place, and that's exactly what it was. For about 32 hours, police had been trying to negotiate with the individual that Mohammed Mayer, who was suspected of the brutal killings of the rabbi and 3 children in a Jewish school this past week here in the region, and 3 French soldiers before that. Apparently, about 10 hours before the siege broke, he just wasn't talking anymore. There was silence, and the police didn't know what was going to be happening next. They were worried about what was going to happen next. Police commando stormed the apartment. The individual, the suspect, was armed with an automatic handgun. He, according to officials, shot the police with 30 rounds, and the police gave it back 300 rounds coming from the police, and one hit him in the head as he was scrambling through a window of the apartment. He was found dead on the ground outside of the apartment, and this horror scene and this terror saga over this morning in Toulouse, France.
You know, Greg, that sounds more like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie than a resolution to an international news story. Seems like such a bizarre ending.
Oh, my gosh. It certainly was. I mean, we were here for most of the night, and you could hear the both stun guns being used. They tried to disorient the guy as well as some shooting. But apparently, when it didn't look like it was going to be possible to get him out there in a reasonable fashion, they had to go in. Interestingly enough, what we were hearing today later on after this resolution was the words of Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president. And he came down very hard on a lot of that. Of what this individual, Mohamed Meir, was all about. He said that anybody using the internet to trap terrorism would be cracked down on hard by French authorities. Anybody in prison pushing the terror line, the suspect was in prison, would be cracked down on. Anyone who went abroad and tried to get training in terror would also be cracked down on. And again, this individual apparently spent two trips to Afghanistan, Pakistan, to the terror camps there. So this one event spawning yet another wave of, a mini war on terror here in France.
So that's number five this week. Number six on the countdown has to do with a new proposal from the GOP on how to spend and what to save, et cetera, new budget. From Countdown affiliate WZFG, the flag in Fargo, North Dakota, here's host Chris Berg talking to Senator John Haven of North Dakota about how a small part of agriculture, what is in the latest budget number-wise for agriculture.
One of the things, when you look at this budget as a whole, Senator, is, and you talk about, hey, the ag people are stepping up, trying to play their part. I saw in the fiscal year 2012 budget that ag expenditures, I can't even say this without laughing, for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, it was 70% of the budget. Ag expenditures was 0.6%. Ag's the one place we're actually making money on trade in this country. And
We're creating jobs. We're not only producing food, but we're into fuel and fiber. Agriculture is a success story in this country. These are small businesses. It's farming. It's ranching. It's a way of life. I mean, I think we've got a – you know, North Dakota's got a lot to be proud of. We talk about energy, and it's amazing. But in terms of agriculture, it's a real success story, not just for North Dakota, but for our country. And so that is, that's the story we got to tell. The other point you're making, which is very important here, look, we're actually reducing discretionary spending. We have got to reform entitlement programs, and we've got to reform the tax code. So that's really the drivers of the deficit and the debt. And, again, I think there's a way to do that where we can get people on board. As we say to seniors and we say to people who are, approaching, say, using Social Security or Medicare or something like that, look, we're not going to change it for you. You've always counted on it that way. It's going to be there for you. Be comfortable. But we've got to address it to make it solvent. So for younger folks, for future generations, we can make bipartisan reforms that make sure it's solvent. And I think both groups, both your seniors and your younger people go, yeah, let's do that. And we need to, and we need to get that going. And the administration's got to join with us in that effort.
All right, so there's the story about, imagine that, 0.6% of the budget aimed at us feeding ourselves and the rest of the world, and yet there still is a lot of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in that number. It ought to be adjusted, turned around, fixed, and help the family farmers that really need the help. 16 before the hour. Up next, number 7, Iran is here on the countdown.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
March is National Nutrition Month, and as such, General Mills is reminding people of the importance of whole grain. The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. but it can be hard to know how to find whole grain in the grocery store. Here's Marilyn Werner, registered dietitian and senior nutrition scientist at the General Mills Bell Institute of Health and Nutrition.
While the front of the food package does provide nutritional cues, shoppers need to look at the ingredient list on the side of the box in order to get the real scoop on how much of each ingredient is actually in the product. You should make sure that the word whole is listed first and is followed by a grain, like oats. An easy place to find whole grain is in the cereal aisle. More than 50 cereals with the white check, including Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Total, now have more whole grain than any other single ingredient with the same great taste. They also highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear, SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting good.
Number 7 on the countdown this week has to do with Iran. What more can we say about that? Let's move to number 8, where host Gary Meyer talks about the growing number of businesses that ask potential employees for their Facebook password.
Justin Bassett interviewed for a new job. He expected the usual questions about experience and references, so he was astonished when the interviewer asked for something else, his Facebook username and password. Bassett, a New York City statistician. That sounds like a word that's wrong, even if you say it right. It's one of those words, statistician. Right. It's like that word specific. Had just finished answering a few character questions when the interviewer turned to her computer to search for his Facebook page, but she couldn't see his private profile. She turned back and asked him to hand over his login information. Bassett refused and withdrew his application, saying he didn't want to work for a company that would seek such personal information. But as the job market steadily improves, other job candidates are confronting the same question from prospective employers, and some of them cannot afford to say no. In their efforts to vet applicants, some companies and government agencies are going beyond merely glancing at a person's social networking profiles and instead asking to log in as the user to have a look around. Companies that don't ask for passwords have taken other steps, such as asking applicants to friend human resource managers or to log into a company computer during an interview. Once employed, some workers have been required to sign non-disparagement agreements that ban them from talking negatively about an employer on social media. Asking for a candidate's password is more prevalent among public agencies, especially those seeking to fill law enforcement positions such as police officers or 911 dispatchers. This is a whole new world. Giving out Facebook login information violates the social network's terms of service, but those terms have no real legal weight. And experts say the legality of asking for such information remains murky.
All right, so Gary Meyer, they're talking about the growing number of businesses that ask potential employees for their Facebook page information. I agree with the story there. If somebody asked you for that, yeah, I guess if you're desperate, you need a job, you'd say yes to it. Otherwise, get lost. 51 past the hour.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephanie, as we continue overviewing our charts for the week of the 19th to 23rd of March, we are at number 9. This is something, I guess both of these stories that have floated around this week have to do with Tim Tebow and then the Bounty controversy with football. Here, Colorado host Craig Silverman talks about how he thinks Tim Tebow will do in the Big Apple.
I like Tim Tebow, and if he can make it there, he can make it anywhere. I've had the privilege of being part of the press for a while now. I get to go in the locker room. I remember when the Jets beat the Broncos 2 years ago, and I went in the Jets locker room, and I got a good look at Mark Sanchez. And he's about the most regular-looking guy I've ever seen. He seemed about 5'11", 6 foot tall, kind of a build you would expect from anybody walking around the streets. And you would hardly believe he was an athlete, but he's a good quarterback. He proved it at Southern Cal. Then when he had that amazing run through the playoffs, beat the Colts with Peyton Manning, last-second drive down the field to take away that first-round playoff game from Peyton Manning and the Colts. And then he beat Tom Brady, also that playoff march. So everybody was high on Mark Sanchez, but this year he was very average. I've seen Tim Tebow in the locker room. Now, that guy looks like an athlete. We've all seen his biceps. It goes with a strong torso. And he looks like he could play linebacker or anything. Now, when you're throwing, you don't need to have a great physique, but just in terms of his height, he's 6'3", Mark Sanchez about 6 foot. And I think Tebow has a chance to beat out Mark Sanchez. And it's a little bit of a dysfunctional situation in New York, but the thing that you care about and Tim Tebow cares about, and he gets his main support from people who love the fact that he preaches the gospel. He's going to have a megaphone in New York. It's the media capital of the world. So if he can make worldwide attention in Denver, Colorado, it's going to be unbelievable what he's going to do in New York. And everybody in New York is going to start arguing about him. I can predict Sean Hannity arguing the case for Tim Tebow because he likes his religiosity and he believes in him as a quarterback. I've heard him talk about it before. But now Sean Hannity, a Jets fan, I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
All right. So there's something you had to listen to that carefully to follow it. Anyway, Tim Tebow in New York. A lot of people are excited about that. He seems like a pretty good kid, actually. Number 10, this is not good. NFL on the other side of the street. Here's host Kevin Calbro talking to NFL analyst Tim Ryan about the punishment the NFL has handed down to the New Orleans Saints for their bounty program.
Your reaction on the news, the suspensions handed out there to the New Orleans Saints and their staff?
Well, I kind of got mixed reviews. I understand it. I've got no problem with the penalty from the commissioner in terms of, you know, levying a penalty, but I thought it was a bit harsh. I'll tell you what I anticipated. I anticipated, and again, all speculation doesn't make it right, but 8 games for Greg Williams plus another 8 for not being truthful. Look, I've been part of incentive programs. I've been part of performance for pay programs, but never have I seen a coach actually contribute and pitch into and ante up into the pot. And I thought for that, he'd get a full year. I figured 2 to 4 games, maybe for Sean Payton, but a full year without pay for Sean Payton, I thought was far too harsh, in my opinion.
You participated in a bounty program? Is that what I'm hearing?
We didn't call it bounty, and I think that's the word that got everybody in trouble, bounty. I was part of a lot of programs. I'm looking at an award right now that was put on for Special Teams Player of the Week that I got through the team for getting tackles on the kickoff team inside the 20-yard line. There were a lot of times where guys would step up in meetings and say, hey, I got $100 if, you know, you get a tackle inside the 20 on special teams. Getting a pot together for sacks. There's X amount of dollars for a sack. If you can get a big hit on this guy. Yeah, that stuff's been going on in the league ever since I can remember. And why did it go on when I was in the league? Because it went on before I got in the league. And it has just gotten passed down from locker room and meeting room to meeting room.
But, Tim, you would agree. I think the difference is that they were calling these knockouts and they were calling these card-offs. You're talking about a football play made inside the 20-yard line, which I don't think anybody has any problem with.
No, I'm not going to say that it was right.
All right, so that's probably because it wasn't. Who knows? The guy who's the coach, what, gives up $7 million salary for a year? In terms of people, this is the list from number 10. Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow tied there. Mike Daisy at number 9. Robert De Niro at 8. Muhammad Murad 7. Trayvon Martin 6. Muhammad Ahmed in the dinner jacket is 5. Karzai 4. Santorum